Blessings, dear family. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. That's Galatians 6:9. Lord, I am tired of the drama. Please help me to not be weary in well-doing, Mother Claire cried. I know exactly how you feel. There are not enough numbers to count all the times I have been in the very same place. The truth is, the souls that reject my will are like stars in the sky. The ones who love me more than themselves are like the planets and the moons in a solar system. But to answer you more directly, you cannot understand it in this moment because you have never experienced it. War is like hell on earth, and it's coming to your country. Lord, I know what you are asking, and the answer is yes. True to my word, you will be taken when war hits. And Brandon is right. I'm not a wife beater. He is right about many things, but sometimes his zeal is a little overwhelming. Stand firm, beloved of my heart. This too will pass. All the ups and downs, joys and disappointments you have experienced in this community, all of it is being used to form you into my image. This truly is what you must undergo and experience. Work through and hold your place, in spite of the many obstacles, betrayals, and attacks of every kind. This is what it takes to form a leader. Detachment, detachment, and even more detachment is what is needed with the double-minded souls. When the heat gets turned up and they no longer want what I offered them, let them go to make room for others who are able to handle the heat. Satan works on each one according to their weaknesses. And when self-will is stronger than trust in me, I let them go their own way so they can mature through their mistakes. I love and care for them and try to protect them within the boundaries they have set until they discover that my will was better for them than theirs. Pray, love, and pray some more. I have been with you in this journey. In the joy and in the sadness, I feel even more sadness than you can comprehend because I know what awaits them and it breaks my heart. This is why I ask you to pray for them, and it keeps you clean from bitterness and resentment, which are truly lethal weapons of the enemy. Stand fast, my beloved. I will bring you more vocations that truly are committed to obedience because they trust me. You see, this has nothing to do with you. This is the most powerful will of self-interest and how to follow the wisdom of their own minds rather than trusting me. It is not a rejection of you, Claire. It is a rejection of me. But even then, I never abandon a soul. I always keep a watchful eye. I want you to be fully confident that what I have promised, and even more, is coming to this community from my heart. Yes, beloved, I love and approve of this community, even with all your bumps and bruises. Why, you ask? Because in your own insufficient way, you have given me your all. As much as you are aware of, and you are still growing, still willing to give more and more and more, determined to give your all till nothing of you is left. And these good vocations have done the very same thing with determination, and to pray with their learning leader. I adore these souls, steeped in humility and fighting with all they've got to remain in my will. And because of that, I will do marvelous things through them. Amen.